KFW Mobile.
But I was on the telephone, and by the time I got done, you were off.
So I figure if it's around 4 and you're not, you don't get on the radio, you are on the phone most of the time.
True. Went by really quick for some reason. I was just really busy. Turned around, and it was like, man, it was time to go home.
Yeah, that's the day of your life.
A couple of books for the shipping department on like rules and regulations for shipping stuff, you know, dangerous chemicals like on airplanes and different things like that. Man, the darn books were $470.
The racket's all that boils down to.
4HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick.
How's things going so far?
Still sleeping.
Yeah, I finally got to meet at least one of my neighbors, and that seems like a really nice guy.
He's a plus.
He does security out at BMW. You know anybody that does security out there, Andrew?
None of the security guys. I wonder if he's the security or the emergency response team. Because we got two different kinds now, where one of them's the just regular security guards, and then you got the armed guys that walk around.
I had to carry a sidearm, but that doesn't mean anything. He had a blue uniform on.
This is the regular security, but it wouldn't surprise me. The other ones might not wear it, but yeah, they got two different kinds. One of them comes to work packing.
Had two smaller kids, I haven't met them yet, and one on the way. Want to be raising kids right now, man. It was tough enough back in my day.
Scary right now. I worry about my kids more than anything with what's going on in Ukraine and Putin having his finger on the button.
And two lunatics with their finger on the button.
Mine's grown now, but I still worry about it.
Try not to read a bunch of stuff on it, and then when I start reading it, man, I can't get enough of it. Like, I just need as much information as I get, thinking that's going to help, or I can't really be prepared, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, this morning that senator from South Carolina, that Clyburn guy, was saying the president was right with the help from the Democrats and the Build Back Better plan. We're well on our way.
To destruction.
You'll still find a way to blame Trump for all this.
Always his fault. Like a little kid that got caught. Oh, I didn't do that. It's Trump's fault.
Out of the union, did y'all?
Not past my bedtime, and I dang sure ain't staying up for that. It's beat all lies. KN4 TFW.
Watch Cedar.
I wasn't even tempted. I was reading a couple things on it, and I'm like, nah, I ain't worried about all that.
I'll hear all about it on the radio today.
Tell you all about it.
You eat.
Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, Chad.
Stand by. I'm trying to get this big Dodge out of the driveway without hitting somebody. We got so many cars here. All of her family's here, getting ready for the wedding. Oh, man. Her brother, his wife, his son, her sister, her other brother, his wife, the child, and the dog. Boys.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely not. no doubt, but I gotta make it to Thursday. He gets married on Thursday. Then, I heard them in there talking last night. They're going, just so I hang around for another week after this. You know, it's kind of nice visiting with each other. They sit there. I just started looking to the left and looking to the right just for a little bit. I'm thinking to myself, no, I don't know about all this. I think I'm gonna have to head up to D.C. the deer camp.
Looking for somewhere to go. That's for sure.
Patrick, I'm probably 5 minutes away from 414. Just follow 414 till it pops out on 25, right?
Yes, sir.
You waiting?
I am on the road, but I've not got to the tool truck yet, so it'll be a little bit.
Good deal. Okay, all right. KO4NUE standing by. I don't want to mess y'all's morning up.
More the merrier.
Yep, just hang around.
So Anna's brother is from Manhattan. He's an architect in Manhattan. His wife is also an architect in Manhattan. Oh, man. Man, Anna went and got him from the airport last night. I don't know what to say, really. Other than my son gets married in Hava, South Carolina, at some kind of wedding venue there. And just like Patrick, just like y'all said, the deer camp is halfway between Hava and the house. So I'm probably going to have some kind of truck trouble on the way back, is the way I'm thinking it. And have to pop off there to deer camp for a while.
Look at that already. KN4CF.
It can't be that bad. They just talk funny. KN4TFW.
Not bad, but it can get that bad. Oh, opinionated, and look at it this way. How am I trying to figure out how to word this on the radio? And there ain't no really good way to do it. So, hardcore Joe Biden fans. Place to go.
When they see how low our gas prices are down here, they might just move down here to be near you.
I hear you.
I love the southern hospitality.
Gotta be truck folks.
That they've got the whole hospitality thing mixed up with being stupid. So, you know, I don't say a whole lot sometimes. I just usually just go to the deer camp. So that's exactly what's gonna happen this week. Oh man.
Chris calling you and have an emergency.
I think I got everything I need.
Because my radio's not gonna get delivered today. I don't understand that. 2-day shipping from China. I thought that was a thing.
What's wrong with that?
Surprise.
I wonder how often UPS or FedEx just spitballs the day when they think it'll get there and not really realize where it's coming from.
They were going to have to take the long route around Russia and that just couldn't go over the top, so it took a little longer. The short route, and it accidentally got mistaken for a Russian plane.
And I get turned around. today. Whenever I got to work, it was saying that it would be here today. And then I checked it again when I got off work just to see if it made any progress. And now it's just like, we'll give you an estimate whenever we think it's going to arrive. Iowa tax money. Pull the trigger on that any tone.
And it says the guy's trying to figure out why he's always broke, and it's like, well, how many dupe radios do you have? And he said, no, that's not it.
Bleach dry. Tell you what, though, I got on the road yesterday, man, South America is just coming in crazy. Seems like there's a direct route, because I heard them all over 10 meters yesterday.
Man, on yours.
On the way home.
You got single side, man?
More open instead of straight to South America.
Went out the other day and I got Calgary, so that's in the opposite direction.
Yeah, either it's weird because it's open to South America more than it's open anywhere else most of the time. But in the last, what, week, it was open out west a lot. You hear a lot of California states.
Trail contest this weekend.
This week, you third and fourth?
Sixth, isn't it?
RL International DX Contest single sideband. And then there's also the Novice Rig Roundup. Rig Roundup is.
A couple more countries this weekend. Stuck on 58 for some reason.
I'm mad. I hadn't done that lately. I got which most of mine have probably been overseas, except for a couple of them. I've done phone, but this weekend be a good chance to do phone.
Get phone.
We're getting up in the 70s in the evening and what 30s in the morning.
You're gonna have a little cold snap here or something, because I'm noticing all the winter snowbirds are still here.
Facebook will bring up memories, and my wife will tell me, well, it snowed 7 years ago today. Like, I don't know, we get any snow anytime soon, but yeah, I'm ready for it to warm up now. Well, I guess it's that time for me, so I'm going to say, gentlemen, y'all have a good morning. Be safe out there on the road, and maybe we'll holler at you this afternoon, but it's not my early days, so I'll probably be on the road after 5:30, so. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's phone.
Andrew, KO4HK. 73, Andrew. KN4TFW.
73, Andrew. Have a good day, sir.
Everybody talk at the same time.
KO4NUE. Well, I'm just got 102.5 on, and I barely hear Bob Seger playing in the background. And, you know, Bob Seger's one of my favorite singers. I like to listen to him, but this truck of daddy's is driving me crazy, man. It's been driving me crazy for about 2 weeks, and our him. And I'm just glad I got somebody gonna help me with it. I don't know what to do.
I'm out of coffee, drank it all already.
But, I got a full cup in here. And my wife, I told her before I left, I said, is coffee ready? And she said, no, it's not quite ready. I said, well, I got to go. Okay. So she poured it in the cup. No, it's way off. I should just cut my mouth shut.
Give me one for the road, but it don't take me long to drink it. I'll have to put it on another pot when I get to work.
Yeah, I'm right here at North Greenville College on 414. And the tomato fields they got out here where they plant all the tomatoes, they're full of deer. But looks like a big old doe right out there off the side of the road coming in right before college.
my house.
Four-way stop at North Greenville. At any rate, my other two kids, you know, my oldest, like I said, getting married on Thursday, so we're having the cookout reception at the house this afternoon at 4 o'clock. So I get to see my other two kids, too. And I'm excited about that, you know. I haven't seen my daughter in, probably a month or so. I talked to her on the phone, but, you know, nothing like, you know, bugging your daughter, you know. I miss her bad sometimes.
It's about 4 or 5 months for me, for the daughter. And then one son, it's been probably a year and a half, and the other one's probably bumping a year for sure.
Guys. Sound good.
Ken.
Hello.
Ahead of you this morning. I said I'm ahead of you this morning. I've already made the switch. I'm getting ready to be where I can actually hit the repeater good.
You're a little bit early this morning for some reason.
I'm meeting Chad.
It's down there at that, what is it called, the country house or something?
I have not.
You're getting pretty cheap. They probably open. They got a lot of room for your truck.
Yeah, I've ate there before, just not breakfast.
So it's there because by the time you get on it, it's like way too late to pull in.
Yeah, that's for sure. They do good to put some signage on up the road somewhere advertising that they're there.
I know you can get some salmon patties for dinner.
I think that's what she had when we were in there.
Good times when I was there. So I'll say 73. Hope you have a awesome day today and that. Stay safe. And maybe I'll be able to catch you this afternoon. KN4 TFW 73.
73, Ken. Have a good day, and I'll keep an eye out for you this afternoon. KO4 8 to get.